This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it. The Bird Show.
All right, let's get an update here, moving on from to our texting tutor, because it was last week that she should have split the cost of a ruined apartment because they were co-throwing a party together. And it was like $1,000 on the line here, right?
Am I doing the recap?
You sure are.
Okay. She and a friend were throwing a birthday party for another friend, and she did not want to do it at her house. She wanted to rent a space, but the other friend is like, no, that'll be too expensive. You have a house. I got a small apartment. Like, your house is perfect. Let's just do it at your house. It makes the most sense. So she's like, okay. So she agrees to host this party, birthday party at her house, and got a little turnt. And there was some damage done to the home. And by some, I mean quite a bit. So the carpets were so screwed beyond like just being able to spray them and scrub them. Like, she needs professional cleaners to come in to repair the carpets and clean the carpets. And then somebody broke the banister. Now, because she and her friend threw this party together and money is tight, she didn't feel like she should be on the hook for all of these expenses. So in texting tutor, we reached out to her friend saying, hey, can we split this, please? And the friend was a little incredulous, like, your house, you decided to throw the party.
Such BS, man.
I mean, she was, and so then she was like, I'll throw in for some cleaning supplies. I'll give you like $20 for cleaning supplies. And we were like, no, we've already tried that. Like, this, it's too far gone. We need something stronger. And so she said they were going to discuss it and get it. She was going to get a number and discuss it later. But we don't know if the friend did agree to go in on the cash or if she's just going to be like, yeah, no, your house, your problem.
All right, here's our email update. I spent a significant amount of time gathering quotes from various professionals to fix the damages. The overall cost amounted to just over a whopping $1,000. It was that banister, I bet, that got busted. I texted her the quotes. Well, her response was, frankly, less than I had hoped for. Just brushed off the estimated cost as ridiculous. I tried to text her with her further to show her more pictures and also a screen capture of the actual quotes I got. She completely ignored those texts. Then, out of nowhere, I received a notification from Venmo. She'd sent over a mere $100 with a note that just said, clean up.
Oh, man.
She sucks. Honestly, I'm at a loss here. I don't think there is anything I can do or say to get help from her. So I'm either left with the remaining $900 cost myself or live with the existing damages for the time being. I never imagined hosting a birthday party would leave me with such resentment. It was a great party while it was happening, but it will definitely never throw another party at my place ever again. So she's going to have to pay these costs at some point or another anyway when she gets out of that apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Well, no, this is her home. So
it's a home. Okay.
Yeah, this is her house. So here's the thing. She sent you $100 on Venmo with the memo cleanup. That's all you're getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to charge it to the game. Some lessons are expensive, unfortunately, but at least you know who she really is and she's out of your life. A part of me feels like it was almost more disrespectful to send $100 than to just say, I'm not going to do anything.
Right. 100%. Clean up, it says, right? Nah, you're never going to get any more money out of her. All right, Mo, we got a couple extra minutes here. So tell us about Colombia, dude.
Medellin is amazing. This is my second time visiting Colombia, first in Medellin. And people have been asking me since like the whole week that I've been there, like, what is it about Colombia that you love so much? And I've been thinking about it. It's tough. The first thing is the culture. It's just it's so rich and it's so amazing with the people, with the way that they just go about living their life. It's like, it's everything is fun. The food is incredible. I had this experience where this is probably like one of my best experiences since I've been there. We went to a place, and you were speaking earlier, Bert, about how the food in these different countries, you can get so much for so little. And I was shocked because we went to this restaurant. It was such great food, and we had like maybe six different meals, all of these drinks. It was incredible. And it was like $120. And so because we thought it was going to be so much more and the server was so incredible, we decided, let's just bless her. Let's spend the money we thought we were going to have to spend anyway. And so we gave her a 100% tip.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And she cried.
Yeah.
She just cried at the table because it was more money than she would make in a month, she said. And she could not stop crying to the point where she didn't believe we were doing it. And I was like, I think of the things I would do with $100 here, and I would not think twice of it. And to do that and to see her react that way, it's like those are the moments that you just get on vacations that really remind you of how blessed and how grateful you are that I just don't seem to get anywhere else with those types of experiences. I also did make the mistake of giving money to a kid because I was walking out and I had a little bit of cash left. I didn't think anything of it, and I gave it to him. And our driver was like, yeah, get in the car now.
Yeah, like, you're about to get swarmed.
Right now. Yeah. And so many kids came running from everywhere. But it just goes to remind you of how fortunate you are. Mm-hmm. And it's moments like that. It's party central. I mean, whatever day you want a party, you can find a party. And you don't have to go far. It's right there. It's all night. It's every day. We got to do the Pablo Escobar tour, of course, because there was Medellin.
They actually do something like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so they take you on a helicopter first so that you can kind of see the entire place. And then they'll drop you off. And it's it was honestly like, it touched me, man, because I think you, with a lot of the Pablo Escobar stuff, you just kind of focus on the entertainment factor of it. You know, obviously Narcos and things like that. But when you really go on this tour and see, like, all of the people that were murdered and you see, like, all of the monuments and the bullets and the places that were bombed, it just really goes to show you how many innocent people really lost their life or how many people were fighting for a better cause. But yes, they take you deep into like where he used to live, where they came to get him and his family, all of the things that he had done. I mean, it was like Robin Hood to them, basically. He did a lot of good for some, but he did a lot of bad for others. And they tell you the entire history and the story behind it. You get to learn all of these things that they don't tell you on like Netflix and things like that. That was incredible. We did quite a few different tours of the entire place. I did paragliding for the first time.
Awesome.
I am trying to picture you paragliding.
You can see it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to post it today, too. Yeah. It was, honestly, it was probably the first time in my life where I was genuinely scared.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
More than when we went skydiving?
The guy couldn't believe that. What? Like, the guy that I went with was like, you went skydiving and you think this is scarier? I was like, by far.
I think it's scarier, too, for some reason.
It was. Have you done both?
I have done both, yeah.
You didn't think paragliding was scarier?
No, I thought it was actually lovely.
Really?
I thought it was beautiful, yeah. I wasn't scared at all.
I guess it's because, like, skydiving for me was fast. It's like you do it, and then boom, you're done. Whereas we were out there for maybe 10 minutes, and after about 5, I was like, all right, bro, we good.
Get me on
the
ground.
We can turn this around. We going by planes and birds. I'm thinking about the worst that could happen. I was cool, but it was worth the experience, but I was definitely terrified the entire time.
You know, one thing I want to mention also that I forgot to mention earlier about Peru, and I think this probably is the same for Colombia and some parts of Colombia also. Look, the economic situations in these countries are so different than they are in most of the country here, but anytime I visit a country like that, and I don't know, this is an American attitude, they're far happier. Far happier.
Far happier.
I mean, far I saw kids that had made a kite out of a recyclable box. Because they had no money for anything else. They were the happiest kids I'd ever seen. I've seen kids in Colombia playing soccer with aluminum cans. Totally happy, man.
It's always smiling and dancing.
We're spoiled and entitled.
Indeed we are.
Yep.
It's The Bert Show.
Get it? The Bert Show.